he that denieth me before men in this wicked and adulterous generation. Beloved, men are doing that right and left. Pentecostal people are doing that right and left. They're doing just as they please with their bodies, but Jesus Christ died on the cross to redeem this body, to make it a temple of the living God. That's what the cross means. That's what daily cross-bearing means. And as we heard a while ago, you won't get away with it without suffering, like Jesus suffered, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, that I might be made conformable unto his death. Oh, wonder of the cross. I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. You're carnal, he said. Arise unto righteousness and sin not, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but that you might experience the power of his resurrection. Beloved, my God gave his Son to save us from sin, not to fill Pentecostal assemblies with a lot of hypocrites that live like the world, that defile their bodies and their soul, that hate one another and gossip against one another. Beloved, that's not Christianity.